This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. Do you know what Midtown Cafe is serving today?
No, I didn't notice.
Oh, you didn't notice because you were coming in with all of your pizza toppings.
Yes.
We are, we'll talk about this in a second. Mike and Chef Patrick are making pizza today in the studio. So, but Midtown Cafe is serving chicken gyros.
Oh.
Syrian bread with tzatziki sauce and peppers and onions.
I like how you say that, too.
And I say what?
Well, because you're in the know. See, people that say gyros, that's just not right. You know,
gyros, yeah.
So you nailed that one.
Yeah. But, oh, my goodness, the chicken looks so fabulous. Looks really good.
How is it
They'll
prepared,
be sold
you know?
Out for sure. They grilled it.
Oh.
Dad grills it at home and brings it.
Yes.
I don't know if I should say that.
we'll cut that out in post-production.
We did just talk about he's going to get a grill downstairs because they have a little outside area that they'd be able to cook it in. So,
that would be
perfect.
Because
the other day when they had the lamb, mm-hmm. they ran right out. I mean, they ran out in an hour, and they're going to run out of this too. Like my father said, it's a little difficult when he does it.
And the prices are so good. Yeah. I mean, I don't think you're making money on some of the specialty things that you guys do, or not much.
Right.
Like the tenderloin sandwiches.
Oh, no. Dad prices everything out. Trust me.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Everything is priced out.
I guess I should have known
that. The whole entire Red Arrow menu is priced out.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Well, that's
what he's been working on. I mean,
mm-hmm.
He's been working on desserts lately. We just found out the cost of our Dinah Fingers, a.k.a. Twinkies, and yikes.
Now, it's going up because of what?
Well, I don't think we really ever correctly, shall I say, someone else that was doing it,
mm-hmm.
did it correctly.
Oh.
And, with labor and, when you add everything in with the batches he does and how many amount of time and the cost of the thing, it's a little high. So, anyway, we're adjusting things.
Interesting.
So.
Well, I have to say I'm on top of the world today because I found, I found some outstanding orphan meat to take home at Shaw's yesterday.
You and your orphan meat. You know what? I think my dad might look at that too. I bet he does.
At the orphan meat? Yeah. Because there's usually the cuts are decent in there, and they're just they haven't been sold. So I found tenderloin, a.k.a. filet, yesterday.
Wow.
And I always look for that, and maybe once a month I find it. And so I got a pound of it. That's, it's $18 a pound. So Barb and I had dinner last night. Two of us, 8-ounce portions of filet for about $5.50 each. It was $11 by the time I used some of Shelley's spices for the rub.
Yum.
And I did it on my grill. And I swear it tasted about as good as you're going to get at most finer dining establishments.
Wow.
Now that I kind of understand how to do that, fantastic. So. I shouldn't be giving away all my secrets here because I don't want people beating me to Shaw's for that.
You haven't told anybody which Shaw's you shop at. So.
That's very true.
I mean,
there's not a whole lot
of them. But,
not anymore.
But still.
Well, I wish other stores would do that because I haven't seen that. Once in a while, you'll see a $3 off peel-off coupon at another store. But this is a whole section at the end of the meat case that has anything from ribs to, I get a lot of pork there. Nice pork chops. I'll have dinner for like $2 or $3.
Yeah, that's pretty decent.
Anyway, so I'm really excited about
Very
that.
Very decent. Cool. Well, we, Daryl and I, as you know, we are taking scuba diving lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So last night we got in the pool for the first time.
Yes.
Pretty funny.
Did you like it?
Well, I do have to say one thing. It is a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, the tank and the BCD vest and this gauge and that gauge and this purger and that purger.
It's like flying a plane, huh?
Oh, my goodness. It is. We've had two tests so far. Thank God I passed both of the tests. We just have our final exam to do next.
Mm-hmm.
But our instructor is pretty laxed. And what I'm most excited about that I found out last night is that I was a little nervous about doing our 4 open dives. We're going to do it within the next couple of weeks, not this weekend, but 2 weeks after that. One of those on a Saturday and a Sunday over in Lake Winnipesaukee. And I'm just thinking of Lake Winnipesaukee going underneath there and, ooh.
Yeah, it's not the Caribbean, is it?
Ooh, when you're used to seeing the Caribbean, you know, I mean, it's just, I don't know. Yeah. So we talked about that a tiny bit. And Seth, our instructor, said, aren't you guys going to Cayman? Because he's going to be in Cayman when we're there at Christmas time. Yes. He's like 99% sure he's going to be there. Mm-hmm. But if not, he's going to hook us up with people. But we're pretty sure he's going to be there. But anyway, so we can do our open dives in Cayman.
Oh, so you don't have to do it here?
We do not have to do it here. Oh. I'm so excited about that. So we finish off with them, and then he's going to refer us over there. We'll either see him or a close friend of his and finish our dives right in Cayman.
Good for you.
I'm so happy about that. Yeah. So anyway, but no, it's a lot of work. You know, that tank thing's heavy, and, you know, I'm actually my ankles are a little sore. But it was the first time going underwater, like with the regulator in our mouths and breathing.
Were you claustrophobic at all?
It was weird. Mm-hmm. No. I was more nervous, but when I did it, Daryl kind of fumbled a little bit.
Oops.
He's in Portsmouth, so I know he can't hear us.
Okay.
He got a little... I was like, whoa.
Now, did you have to, like, flip over backwards to get into the water? That's how you always see them do it on TV, over the side of a boat or a pool.
We sat on the edge of the pool. You know what I was the most nervous about?
What?
All right, we get there now. I'm bigger. I have a bad knee. And so I get to the pool, and the pool's huge. There's a shallow end and a deep end, you know. And all I'm thinking about is how am I going to get out of the pool? There was no ladder in it.
Seriously?
No.
Well, there must have been steps.
There was none, Mike. Believe me, I checked it out.
Oh, no.
There's no steps or no ladder. I'm thinking I can get in easily, just sit on the edge and jump in. But I was just more worried about how I was going to get out, was the most thing I was worried about, more than going underneath with the regulator and doing all my stuff. I mean, it was actually pretty easy. It wasn't too bad.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Because you have all that extra stuff strapped to you.
Oh, yeah.
Having to haul yourself out.
It's tight, and it all goes in a certain way. And, you know, I had to put a wetsuit on. Thank God they had one that fit me. But they did.
Well,
good
for you. A new adventure.
Yeah, it's a new adventure.
I've worn them a couple times, and they're not that uncomfortable, but they're kind of hard to get into a little bit.
Well, you know what? It was harder to get out of it, actually.
Oh, okay.
They were harder to get out
wet.
Of. You know, you're wet and it stuck to you, and then it got really cold. And
thank God you'd be in the Caymans and not up at Weir's Beach.
Yes, I'm very, very happy about that. But anyway, I think we're going to go on break right now, right? So that we can start your pizza making. I can see that you're...
Well, we should bring Shelly in because I'm using some of her product for my pizza.
Oh, we're
going to
bring Shelly and Patrick in.
Yeah, let's bring them both in.
Definitely.
Yeah,
we'll bring them both in. And
they can both tell me what a fool I am for what I'm putting for toppings. But no.
But you got the Healthy Solution Spice Blend
I do, which is in my crust and will be a bit of the topping because I think pizza sauce typically is fairly bland. So I want to kick it up a little bit with her Italian meatball mix.
Ooh, and I see you used corn from the cob.
I did. That's right.
Tell.
Yes.
And you know, I never thought I would like corn like that, just cutting it off
fantastic,
the cob.
Fantastic, isn't it? It's fantastic.
It is good.
And I've never put it on a pizza before, so I thought, why not? I got roasted red peppers and right off the cob corn and then top it off with bacon and three kinds of cheese. I think it'll be okay.
And we got Patrick's pizza maker in here. The
we
pizza
do.
Pizzazz.
The pizza pizzazz. If I love it, I'm going out and getting me one.
Oh, my gosh. Mike's going to go get one.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not sure how this is going to work out.
Okay. All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We will be back with Shelley Walcott, Healthy Solutions Spice Blends, as well as Chef Patrick, Lake Region Community College. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
We're brought to you today by Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. Find them online at spiceblends.com. Also, Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and now in Londonderry, redarrowdiner.com. And Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company. Well, you munching on there, Miss Carol?
I'm still eating. I am eating. Shelley Walcott brought in some little, why don't you explain it, Shelley?
Okay, so you know how we have that lazy thing going, right? And we were talking about pizza, so I had
we
some...
We talk about you often during the week, you know.
Really? About my laziness or my food?
I cook
spices.
Like you, and I always say, you know, like Shelley does, I do the same. And
so what I did is I bought some pizza dough in the supermarket, and I rolled it into little balls, put it in a little olive oil, just so that it had something to make things stick. And then I took a couple of different blends and put them in different bowls and rolled them in them, put them on a pizza stone and baked them and said, you know, it's football season. We need something to kind of pick up that's easy. I don't always want to make ribs or chicken wings, although you get those next time. and so I made these.
They're delicious. I just had one. I had it with the steak seasoning, I think, the darker one.
The darker one. So that I used an Italian meatball blend.
Oh, okay. Italian. It was very, very good.
So one of them I used was the salmon with dill. And don't let the names fool you because there's no fish or meat in the blends. It's just the blends themselves. So it adds a nice dill flavor to it. Shrimp scampi, which is really nice and garlicky. Herb crusted tilapia. It's just a more mild. Actually, that I think that's my favorite of all of these. And then the Italian meatball because I just felt like it, you know, Italian bread, you know, kind of all
And you know,
together.
Listeners, if you're not familiar with Healthy Solution Spice Blends, you can also check her out on the web at spiceblends.com. You know, when she does say like herb tilapia and you know, the salmon dill, you can use these on all different stuff. It doesn't just have to be fish. You can put it on steak or chicken. I mean, I use mine on all different stuff, as you do too, Mike, you know.
Yeah, a couple times a week, actually.
Yeah, I mean, you can, they're so versatile. You can use them in almost any cooking application, really.
Yeah, well, the nice thing, the reason they have those names is so that you really don't have to think about it.
Right. So and you have a recipe on the back
right,
of each
so
one.
Salmon with dill has a recipe for a nice salmon with dill dinner, but that isn't necessarily what you have to cook with it.
Right.
And last night, I was, I don't know if you heard me talking about having my orphan meat from Shaw's. I got a real nice tenderloin, you know, which was due to expire the next day, so I brought it home. And typically, you know, a filet doesn't have a whole lot of flavor because it's not that much fat in it. So I did use, is it the bold beef?
Oh, yeah.
As just a bit of a coating, let it sit out for a while, and then threw it on the grill at a high heat. And I'll tell you what, that really finished it off. Really good.
Yeah, that's become my new favorite one. Mm-hmm. I had a little trouble figuring out how to use that blend, and that happens to be our most popular blend.
Is it?
It really is our number one selling blend. Everybody loves it. It was just one of those things that I just couldn't seem to wrap my arms around it. So that's what we did last week. I was playing with it. I love when my family comes in to visit because I just bring them like
you
beef
need me
and
to be
ribs.
Part of your family here. Carol, we'll come over and help you do the
every
research.
Every other week I bring you food.
That's true.
You know what I did the other day at Market Basket? My Market Basket in Bedford. It's right around the corner from my house. I was in there, and I went. I don't go to the seafood department too much, but I went. I went to go check out what they had and stuff. And then I thought, where are her spice blends? And I looked up, and they were there, but something was blocking them. Not like totally blocking them, but I like casually like walked over and I moved it.
I love you.
I did. I'm like, oh my, I was like on the other side and I scanned it. I looked over and I'm like, I gotta go over there and fix that. So I did. I fixed it for you.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I was going to take a picture, but there's too many people standing there. And it would have been like, what is she doing?
I know. I have a tendency of every supermarket I go into, you know, it's not like I have a shirt on that says who I am. And I go up and I'm straightening up the counters. And
here's an OCD customer.
That's funny. So you brought in these little mini rolls, which are, I mean, how easy is that? And like you said, it's football season. Nice snack. You know what I'm thinking, too, that you could roll with the dough. You could even put some cheese in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, roll it. And then
but that's extra work. She can't do that.
No, actually, for the time it took me to roll it, it's funny. I was thinking about that. But I had just come back from – I was in Maine the last couple of days. So I got back yesterday, and all I kept thinking about is, man, I got to cook tomorrow. I really don't feel like cooking. And that's why I started thinking of that. I always have pizza dough. Either in the fridge or in the freezer. You know, it's just one of those staples. If you've got that, you've got olive oil, you've got a blend, you don't need anything else.
True.
Yeah, you can roll those out too. I mean, if you roll them out too, and what I was thinking, you were saying before.
No, then you got to get a rolling pin out.
Well, it's so good. You can make what they call it, strombolis. So you wrap it up.
You
put the cheese on there, and you could use your spice blends on there. But you know, like I do sometimes when I do the Super Bowl and I do all sorts of stuff, I'll do that. But I'll do like a Reuben stromboli. I put sauerkraut and Russian dressing, and
we need to invite Chef Patrick to our football party.
With the pizza pizzazz, we'll rule the world. I'm telling you right now.
Can he come all the time while I'm on the show too? Because Reuben has to be my favorite sandwich.
Oh yeah, Reuben. Do the Reuben ones, but you know, like a lot of times, obviously, you know, the Stromboli, you'll wrap up with like salami or do some other stuff with like fresh buffalo mozzarella. You could do a vegetarian Stromboli with a pizza dough, and I always try to keep you know like some on hand, you know, in a freezer or something. You can pull it out and make things like that because you can do like a fresh tomato and basil and but with the spice blends on there, that's excellent. You know, I'm telling you,
thanks.
Pizza pizzazz, and
my
then you know,
favorite pizza is just simple, a margarita pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about making that today.
With tequila on it or the other kind?
Yeah.
The what?
With tequila on
Well, those two.
No, I was thinking with the Italian spice blend, too. And even if you wanted, you could do like a buffalo chicken one. Make like a buffalo chicken meatball and wrap those around the pizza dough around that with some hot sauce inside. I'm telling you.
That's true.
Crazy.
That's true.
You know, a little blue cheese dipping.
I'm in love.
Yeah.
You're not going to get any low-fat options from me, but, no. You know. I know it says healthy solutions, but.
Oh, that's about the salt and sugar. That's the
But, you know, hey, I'll come up with the idea, you know, so.
Mm-mm.
But, yeah, no, it looks very wonderful. Looks great. So you got one for salmon. You got the tilapia and all that.
So we have 8 of them for seafood and 8 for meat.
Oh, that's great.
So the meat tend to be more winter-like. We have a lot of beef stew, the bold beef rub that he mentioned. It's funny, I was doing a demo a couple weeks ago. And
how did that go?
It was great, and I love hanging out by meat. So you're hanging out with the butcher, so they love to talk to you, and especially if they use the blends.
You get different ideas.
And he said to me, so talk to me about the bold beef rub. I said, first of all, I need to know, everybody loves it. What do I do with it? He said, put it on everything. I said, what do you mean everything? He said, any piece of meat you bring home, put it on. I said, like ribs? He said, absolutely. I said, steak tips? Absolutely. So the next morning when Market Basket opened, there I was. You know, can you give me a nice tender piece of meat? And do you have any of this and that? Just a little bit. And so I made ribs that night, and I took steak tips and put the bold beef rub on. I put nothing else on it but that. And man, those ribs, you know, the thing with ribs is it's got to be low and slow.
Right.
You know, it almost doesn't matter what you put on it as long as it's low and slow. They were good.
Oh, that's great.
Yum.
I can imagine that, you know, to also, like, when I'll do a prime rib, I always crust it with just like, whatever. You get a good spice blend, crust it. Mm-hmm. And then, like what you said, and roast it off, and it just melts right into the meat, and you're good to go.
Yeah. You know, so, I'm going to get you some spice blends.
I know. I'm going to have to try this, you know?
He can add it in his curriculum.
That's
who knows?
It.
That's right.
Spice blend curriculum, you know? You'll be surprised. People do ask about that. You know, a lot of people when thinking about cooking, they haven't expanded out too far as you know, spicing and stuff like that goes. So, you know, it's a lot of people ask me for, you know, we have a whole class on just herbs, cooking with herbs, you know, and pretty much the only way to do it is try it, you know. You know, don't be afraid to try it. Taste herbs. And
the dried versions are much more pungent than, of course, the fresh ones, which your novice chef may not realize.
Yeah.
But it's much more potent, and you still want to overload it.
Yeah, you need about a quarter dried, sure, as opposed to, like, if I was going to do fresh, I mean, you would do, you know, like, say if you were doing 2 tablespoons of fresh.
I never knew that,
a quarter.
Honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Knew that.
Yeah, about half to a quarter. Yeah, so depending
on
the spice.
Wow. And, you know, herbs. Do you know we had a GM in Manchester a few years ago? His name was Herb, right?
I had to think about it.
I was wondering where that was going.
I always call them Herb. I swear.
Hey, Herb.
And I'm telling you, I'd see him and I go, Herb? Herb? I swear to God, all the time.
Now, please tell me that his assistant was not named Peaches.
Oh, Lord.
No. But herbs, right?
Yes, herbs.
Silent H.
Herb or herb, you know.
Anyway, I'm always intimidated with them because I never know how to cut them. I don't know to use the, you know, some you can use the stems, some you can't use the stems. You take them off the stems. I never know how to use them. And I really don't.
It's a matter of preference too, you know, because a lot of like one of my biggest pet peeves is like, I'll, you know, for dried herbs, I love the flavor of rosemary. I can't stand dried rosemary in my cooking just
really?
Because it's like eating pine needles, you know. Or but even yeah. even the fresh
it
stuff
feels sticky like pine tar, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does.
When you're chopping
but
it.
I love the flavor of it, so uh-huh. it's like a catch 22. What do I do? Mm-hmm. You know, so I try to pulverize it as much as possible when I use it. It's not that I don't use it, but you know, generally the rule of thumb is, I mean, obviously like something leafy like basil, you can just take the leaves right off of them and chop yep. them, and you want to kind of leave them kind of rustic and whole because you want them inside your soups or whatever you want to do. Because it's almost like eating spinach or something like that. But like if you did like something fine like thyme, turn it upside down. So you have the stem where you picked it, turn it upside down and pull it against towards the back of the stem, and it just kind of you know like reverses it off.
Okay.
So yeah, that's a general rule of thumb, you know. So or
now cilantro, you can use the stems though.
Oh, absolutely.
Not like the ends though.
No, you don't want too much
up near like the top. Okay. See, I always get them and I'm like, oh man.
Cilantro and then flat leaf parsley. That's another one you want to pick.
Yeah, what's the difference between flat leaf and the other kind of parsley?
Just curly.
The looks? Curly, yeah.
And then
the flavor's still about the same, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the flavor's the same, but you know, the flat leaf we use a lot for like garnishing and stuff because
okay.
it looks nice on a plate where the curly parsley would be for garnishing too, but you want to chop mm-hmm. it because it's not going to be as perfect, you know. And then cilantro just has a lemon flavor to it, so it's, you know, it's very lemony. It's got its own distinct.
I love cilantro.
Yeah.
I used to hate it, love it now.
Yeah. yeah,
can't get enough.
Oh my gosh, me neither.
Fresh salsas, that's what you do.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
plenty of cilantro, you know. So.
Well, I think we're gonna go on break. Are we gonna maybe start? Are we? When?
All I gotta do is assemble it. Take me 5 minutes.
I'm like sous chef today.
Yeah.
So. That's it.
Well, I think we're going to go on break. We'll dress the pizza and cook it.
And throw it on and then
throw it on
and then rip me. You know.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. All right.
It looks wonderful.
Listening to Food for Thought, we are in studio with Shelley Wolcott, Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. You can check them out on the web at spiceblends.com. And Chef Patrick, Lakes Region Community College at Shaker Village. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
It is Food for Thought, ladies and gentlemen, at 12:42. We're all just a bit distracted while there's a little food prep going on here in the studio at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street in downtown Manchester. And we're all trying to figure out what is going on in the city today because there is not a parking space to be had, whereas normally in the last 6 months I've never had trouble finding a place to park. And today I had to kind of scramble.
Yeah, there must be something at, like you said, the Radisson.
But then more than likely.
They have a huge
They have the garage.
Garage,
yeah,
so
exactly.
There's a lot
really
of construction
sure.
out there, too.
There is.
I parked in Goffstown.
Plus, he had to carry his pizza pizzazz.
Absolutely. You know, so I had to make it here. Couldn't let you folks down.
Chef, do you want to put the bacon on for me?
No, you could do it. I'm the sous chef. I just got to monitor the
okay.
stove.
All right. I just didn't know if I should be delegating anything. But okay.
No, right. It's looking good.
Okay, yeah, you need to describe that. It is drop-dead gorgeous.
It's, well, first of all, the crust, I always make my own homemade pizza dough from a King Arthur recipe that I learned because I've taken a few classes there. And I'll tell you what, it's the best dough because it relaxes. Yeah. If you buy the dough in the store, it's very stiff, and you roll it out, and then it wants to snap back. This dough is so pliable. I'm telling you what, this is probably about 330 grams, which is what, about a little more, 10, 11 ounces,
yep.
I would say, right? And it just rolls out so beautifully. And now, I pre-cooked for about half the time yesterday because I really didn't know what to expect from the pizza pizzazz. And it's also harder to it would make a bigger mess if I'm rolling out, though, with flour all over the place. So I just wanted to have everything prep. All I have to do is dress it. All right, so what I did is I used some of Shelley's spices. On that, just put some Prego pizza sauce. I apologize, it is not homemade sauce. But I find that pizza sauce out of the jar is usually fairly bland.
Yeah.
So I took some of the Healthy Solution Spice Blends Italian Meatballs spices, and I thought that would be a good mix. So I put that on the sauce, which is now on top of the crust, and then I just put a light layer of cheese, and then I loaded it up with some stove-roasted red peppers that I did right there on the grill at home. And then I also shaved some corn on the cob, which I've never used corn on pizza before, but I think it'll be fine. I use it in salads, and it seems to go well. And then I put more cheese, put some bacon, It's half cooked because I'm hoping that the pizzazz chef will make it crispy.
There's a lot of pressure on you.
I'm telling you. Yeah. I'm telling you. I have not gone wrong yet with this, and I'll tell you what.
All right, good.
You could even, you know, when you see how this cooks up, try it. You can use mine. Bring it home. Try it.
Really?
And try doing it with a raw dough if you'd like, and cook it off. I'm telling you, you're going to be amazed.
At your suggestion, Chef, I'm using just, I was going to just put the bacon on top. Yeah. But you suggested maybe a little bit of cheese would be good on top of that.
Yeah, so it just gives a little protected. So
I'm going to go with that. And once you monitor it, if you think it's starting to brown up too much, then we can either put more cheese on it or just throw it out and order from Domino's.
At this point, would you put some more Healthy Solution Spice Blends on top?
Probably not. But you know, one thing I didn't do is I didn't, just a little light salt. Maybe I should have put it where the sauce is. So should I just blow
it
off?
Right on top.
Yeah, right.
Look at that. Whoa. I haven't seen those ones yet.
Haven't you?
They call me lazy.
Like that.
This is a battery-powered pepper and salt mill.
I am so excited. This is like gadget day today.
And the initials. Barb, of course, you know, she's a gadget girl. So Mike Morin and Barb.
Those are really cute.
Yeah,
I like that.
I like it a lot.
You learn something new every day.
Because you have to sit there and go.
Right. Yeah, it takes a couple batteries.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to order that on Amazon at the next break.
So, yeah, thank you for reminding me, because you need a little bit of salt. Although I think there's enough Healthy Solution Spice Blends that's going to carry it, and a lot of other flavors going on. But you just need that little bit of salt, right, Chef?
Yeah, absolutely.
In many cases, there's not much.
It's great. I mean, you got the bacon, you got the sweetness from the corn and the roasted red peppers, and then the sauce. Oh, it's going to be good.
Did we get a picture of this before?
Here, I'm going to grab one right now.
Okay. And then we're going to find out it'll be done probably by 1 o'clock. And then out of the news break, we can start to sample it and see how it is.
All right. I'll put it on.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Chef.
There's your sous chef.
I got cheese all over the floor, Carol. I'm going to clean it up.
Where's
Molly?
Yeah,
right. She's up in the office.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. Wait a minute, Chef. Hold on. Yeah. I wanted to put a little bit of Parmesan cheese.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I've got two kinds. I always like to do three types, so we'll just throw some Parmesan to give it a little extra bite. Okay, there we go.
Looks beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm excited now.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Three kinds of cheese.
These two guys are
three
like
kinds
two
of toppings.
Little kids.
Oh, we are.
It is hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Shelley, I'm very intrigued by this box that you just handed me. So listeners don't know what I'm talking about. That is just beautiful.
Aren't they cute?
I love the labels on them. They are so cute. Rubbalicious.
Right. So we have this really kind of, how do you describe it? Kind of goofy line of blends they're rubs. We have one for seafood, one for pork, and one for meat. We have them in bottles. And what we did is we put them together in a nice little gift box because we thought it's the perfect gift for the person you don't know what to get something for. I mean, everybody loves these.
Would love this.
And as you can see, you're looking at a prototype. I mean, I taped the label on the front just so that you could see what the box looks like. We're about to put those online. You cannot get the beef rub or the pork and poultry, you know, in the regular supermarket like you do. You know, the Rubbalicious, actually, we only have one or two places that carry it. We've kind of limited that because we like it that way, and people just love that one. That's the one I use on, so surprisingly, it says seafood. I use that on corn on the cob.
Oh.
And man, is that good. I also use it on popcorn. It seems to be great on corn. The beef rub is just amazing on ribs and everything. And
well, I love your packaging. Isn't that cute?
It is.
It is so cute.
It is.
And, you know, for listeners out there, you can go to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike Facebook page, and I just took pictures of this. So they're already posted. I published them myself. So it's up there. I have a picture of the outside of the box, and then when I open the box, you'll see the three bottles. But that is so cute. And so people can go to spiceblends.com and get this.
Yes, sort of. Not yet. Probably by the time I get home.
You will be able to.
Actually, now you can buy them. You can buy them individually, and you actually can buy the three of them together online. But this is a special gift pack just for Christmas. It comes in a nice box. It'll come with a nice little, you know, a little tag so that, you know, it's that last minute. I don't know what to get someone. I need to do it. And it's going to be reasonably priced.
That's going to go well. Yeah. I really think so.
Did you give baskets too? With all your spice ones?
Yeah. Baskets. Oh yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Those were pretty cool. I like that. Little pork rub.
They're one of my favorites.
Pass that down. I haven't seen that.
I go from the packets, which I love because you can reseal them.
Yes.
But you know, I generally, again, as I told you, I have that lazy cook who doesn't measure anything. So if I'm not going to use the whole packet, I'm probably not going to use it. So I tend to cook in for large amounts of people or large amounts of food, and then we have it left over, or I bring it here. What I love about those is you open the top, and then it just snaps closed. And so it's easy to keep. It doesn't take up a lot of room. And they're really cute.
They're very cute. They're very cute. And really, it's the perfect gift for someone that has everything.
That's right.
You know, I mean, like, my dad loves to cook, and I always get him. Actually, I got him for his birthday. We just had his 75th birthday on Saturday, and a surprise. And I got him. He loves the, you must know the magazine, Cooks Illustrated. Mm-hmm. Do you know that one? Well, he comes in with those magazines all the time. And they have a Cooks Illustrated cookbook. Mm-hmm. It's huge. It stands like probably 4 inches tall. I mean, it's big. And I bought him that for his birthday, and he's just in heaven. He loves that. So.
Yeah, these are fun because they're also a nice, you know, pick it up, bring it as a gift.
Yeah.
You're going to someone's house for dinner. You know, everybody is a backyard barbecuer. And, of course, around here we're all desperately hanging on to our backyard grills because they're going to be covered with snow soon.
I grill all winter long.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah,
I bury mine out. I love it
in the winter. Last year was a challenge, though, because I had to dig a path every couple days, and the path was 4 feet high on either side.
Oh, it's horrible.
And that guy's got to be hardcore if he's doing that to cook outside.
You know what I do with mine? I pay the neighbor's kids to come plow my deck off, you know, shovel them out, you know, so. Yeah. So I grill all year round, but that's a great gift item, it's excellent.
So who did the artwork? Was that the company you work with?
Actually, there's a company in Massachusetts that did these for me, and they're the ones doing this label. And
so that's a prototype, right?
This is a prototype right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always laugh because our packages for the Healthy Solutions spice blends to me are just so elegant and so beautiful.
They're very nice.
And then here they're so completely the opposite.
And they're fun.
So I go back. I'm hard to deal with. These poor label companies hate me.
No, you just know what you want. You know what you want.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's a different item, so I kind of can see what
but,
you're
doing. But,
you
know, it's business. You have to be meticulous like this because if it's not right, you don't want it right.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. Yeah, absolutely.
And the last thing we're playing with, I should probably throw a plug in for it now because about the same time these go out, we should be ready. We're starting our Spice Healthy, Eat Healthy Club.
Oh.
And it's going to be a subscription club where you can have spice blends. It would be a collection of three that would either be sent to you quarterly, 6 times a year, or monthly. They would have unique recipes that you're not going to find on Pinterest, you're not going to find on our website, that will be beautifully printed up. So you take them, you've got all easy to find ingredients, all, you know, my way of cooking, all lazy cooking. But for nice,
healthy,
comfy,
lazy cooking.
Healthy, lazy cooking. And we're hoping to actually start that within the next 30 days so that the first subscription order will go out in January. So it'll be a nice gift for Christmas, too.
That's an ideal gift for Christmas.
You know, your marketing ideas are really good. Have you ever thought or looked into, like, Home Shopping Network? I mean, I know it's really hard to get on there, but I've actually known people that have been on there, and it just knocks it out of the park.
I think you'd be a shoo-in for that.
Wow. I don't know how easy it is, though. I mean, you got to do your pitch to the managers and all that
stuff. I think that the hardest part, really, is, I mean, she has a marketable product.
Oh, no question.
It is, I think that you have to have so many of those, ready to go because they sell like thousands of them.
But we do that. Crazy. I mean, we don't. It's not like I'm at home packing these. I mean, we have a facility actually packs.
So in theory, if you're doing, I'm just pulling a number, 1,000 packets a month, you could do 10,000 if needed.
Oh yeah, in a heartbeat.
Okay. You go on Shark Tank.
And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that's like my obsession is watching that show.
It's a funny thing.
It's an awesome show.
I don't think I could get beat up like that. I'm afraid of that. I actually asked my two of my kids to go in place of me, and they looked at me and go, "Great mother you are. You know, you want your children to be beat up
instead of you." Throw your kid to the sharks.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I think I'd be petrified too. I mean, tear you up and down the way they talk to them sometimes, they're mean.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
Especially Mr. Wonderful.
I'll do it for you.
Well, you come on
this
with
show's
me.
Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Start throwing a fit in national TV. That would be great.
Mm-hmm. That's what they want. They
That's
want
it.
Conflict.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
So, this is great spice. I'm telling you. You know, so.
Yeah, they're all about the money, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, and my thing is I'm all about the food. So somewhere that'll all come together at some point. But
how much money did you spend on, you know, each, you know?
It's and I'll, that's not important. But it tastes really good.
Yeah. And they'll say, sorry.
Yeah. I think I can smell that pizza.
Oh, hold on. I got to check it. Chef?
I can smell the pizza.
Mm.
Andrew, you must be jealous over there in Bow at the moment.
Don't rub it in. Wait till you taste it before you start bragging.
All right, you're listening to Food for Thought. We are at the top of the hour, and when we come back, we will be joined with our favorite segment, one of our favorite segments, I should say, Donna's Delights in Delaware. We'll be right back.